following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
So he wanted me to get him some Gatorade, which I happily did. I went to Vaughn's Lovies. Yo, 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 hey, hey, or hey, ha. I went to Vaughn's and picked up some Gatorade and some soup, some chicken with rice and chicken noodle and tomato with rice soup and some saltines.
It's not just ruined, it's me. Big Fatty, online.
Yo, 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 hey, hey, or well, ha, ha, hey, ha.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1293 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of January, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, sing it with me. A little show, y'all. We're gonna go back to spotting Big Fatty. And can you hear that? Hello, foot and mouthers. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Dear Gussie, y'all. I gotta say that I got a chortle. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it, but y'all, I got a chortle when I heard the Monday little show from out there in the Walnut Hills, y'all. You heard the Vons yo at the beginning of today's little show, and y'all, let me just tell you something. There is only one thing. Only one thing that the Vons hates more than yo-yo-yo, and that is when the Vons does yo-yo-yo without thinking and then tries to cover it up, and Big Fatty gets it off of the Walnut Hill show and keeps it in prosperity. Yes, Big Fatty! So, y'all, you could just tell it was like, oh, y'all, and y'all, I'm really surprised that old Vonsy yo-yo-yo did not go back and take it out of her little show. But y'all, you're just keeping it real. Oh, y'all, that is the last of the chicken bazooms that I got. I'm going to cut me some sketty here as soon as I finish recording the little show. And but y'all, it just made me chortle. And y'all, I don't know if you've heard the breaking news.
This is into the BFO Throttle Back Desk. The Vons yo-yo-yo is cutting it back to 2 days a week. Big Fatty!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's true. It's true. The old gal, it's too much. Y'all, she has admitted on her Hump Day show that, and by the way, I don't know if you heard the Hump Day show or not, but y'all, you probably didn't catch this if you did hear it, but y'all, it was called Den Chat. Yes, Big Ready. I didn't hear that at all. She's admitted that she doesn't have any content. And so she's going to cut it back to 2 days a week. And y'all, that's never stopped Big Fatty from doing a little show. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, that's never stopped Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, we had to get back over here to spotting Big Fatty, because y'all, I was in the middle of telling you about the one that that Toppy Smelly sent to Big Fatty. Y'all, it's a picture of the Flying Walindas, and Big Fatty's right in there with him, and it says, Big Fatty's career with the Flying Walindas ended prematurely when he steadfastly refuse to wear, quote, those damn gay tights. Big Fatty, you ain't got on your kilt. It's lovely. And y'all, I'm not wearing those damn gay tights. Y'all, the next one was also spotted by that Toppy Smelly. And y'all, it's a picture of Big Fatty laying his head on the table. And y'all, the iPhones piled on top of it. And y'all, it says, phones face down, stacked on Big Fatty's head during a meal. First person to check their phone has to place 5 pounds of crispy bacon in Big Fatty's mouth. Awesome idea, Big Fatty. I think that's just a lovely idea. Yes! Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, yesterday we had Wes, the gay country boy, and y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N. No! Had him at the beginning of today's little show, right there at Big Fatty's opening. Big Fatty, please, that's vulgar. One of the reasons that I chose gay country Wes, and that is not spelled C-U-N. No! Yesterday is because, and y'all, that I forgot to mention it, y'all, on Monday night, Alabama, became the sports ball, champions, and I know that, Wes was touching himself inappropriately, because, Alabama was, Keith, what was that guy's name? Keith, that used to be on ABC Sports. Keith, what was Keith's last name? Keith, it wasn't Keith Jennings. It was Between the Hedges here at Sanford Stadium. It's the Georgia Bulldogs against Alabama. Keith Jackson. Yes, Big Fatty. You, and they were all hollering it at you, especially that Guru Nudie. He knew it. But y'all, by the way, did I ever tell you about the Bulldog at the University of Georgia is called UGA, UGA, UGA. And y'all, it was one of those televised games. And, you know, there's all kinds of rednecks and all in the stands. You know, they come out of the bushes. They were there at the stadium. It was a national nationally televised game. Keith Jackson was there between the hitters. The cameras are rolling. They zoom in on Ugga, and there's Ugga at midfield, and Ugga is sitting there, and the entire nation is watching Ugga the Bulldog as Ugga turns his head and starts licking his junk. Ready, please. And y'all, Bobby Joe turns to Billy Bob and says, you know, because they're looking at it on the big screen there in the stadium, and Bobby Joe says to Billy Bob, says, oh, I tell you what, I wish I could do that. And Billy Bob looks at Bobby Joe with a puzzled look on his face, and he finally responds by saying, that dog would bite you. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, hump day was the old coal miner's luncheon at the coal mine, and back in December, the skull called up and was, oh, is the old coal miner's luncheon today? And y'all, they didn't have it in December. So, on hump day, y'all, I totally expected to see the skull there, especially since it was old Vader's celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all never saw it. Never saw it. I asked Vader if he saw it. He goes, no! No, I did not see her, but y'all, he still hates her. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, Y'all, somebody, and I think it was Larry Clive that suggested this. Y'all, do you like the Paul Lynde? Oh, my goodness. You know, Paul Lynde, y'all, growing up, Big Fatty used to love Paul Lynde. I didn't know why I loved Paul Lynde. But, y'all, he was on the center square of the Hollywood Squares. Big Fatty, why don't you play the music?
Milton Berle. Shan Murray. Nanette Ferry. Charlie Weaver, Wally Cox, Rose Marie, and Paul Lynde, all in the Hollywood Squares.
Big Freddy, you forgot to introduce the host, Peter Marshall. Hello, Squares. Hi. Okay. Big Freddy, that was kind of like memory lane music. Yes. But, y'all, Paul Lynde was the secret square. Not the secret. Well, sometimes he was the secret square. He was the center square. And, y'all, he was, y'all, I didn't know why I liked him. But, y'all, he's a big old queen. But, y'all, which gets me back to the 20. Y'all, you can find, you know, Paul Lynde's dead. But, y'all, that doesn't mean he's not on the 20. Because, y'all, if you go... And you can follow Paul Lynde, that's L-Y-N-D-E, on the 20. And y'all, Paul Lynde posts, it's like one thing a day. But y'all, it's a little clip, and a snarky little statement, and then it's a little clip from something he was in. A lot of them are from The Bewitched. But you might see him on the Hollywood Squares on there also. But y'all follow Paul Lynde, because if you ever loved Paul Lynde, you really should follow him on the Big Freddy on the 20. Yes, Big Freddy, please get to the coupon. Can you hear that? Can you hear that, y'all? I know you're going, Big Freddy, you just went to the store on Sunday, but y'all, it's coupon day on Wednesday. And, y'all, I've got to have content, because if I don't, I'll have to cut back to two shows a week. Me? Ready to do them in the den? I did really well. Y'all had the apple snack on sale, so I got three packages of that. Y'all had some strawberries from Florida, probably from Plant City, Florida, because you know that's the winter strawberry capital of the world. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I got a couple of quarts of those, and y'all, I got some on Sunday, and y'all, they were good. They were really good, so I went ahead and got some more. Got some broccoli, some frozen French-style green beans. Y'all, the easiest way to make some French-style green beans, throw them in the pan and open a can of chicken broth and just pour it on there and cook it. Cook it a little bit. Y'all, they're delicious. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, they had solid dressing. Got some ground chuck. They had my egg whites on sale also. And y'all, they had a solid dressing that I really like on sale also. And y'all, then the penny coupon was for the Von's East solid dressing. So I got some blue cheese of that. And y'all, the lady just looked at me and said, "Oh, he's ancient. He gets the senior citizens discount." And y'all, before I knew it, I had gotten a 5% discount. Y'all, it gave $1.52. Y'all, I'm telling you, $1.52 here and $1.52 there adds up to $3.04. Yes, McFetty. And y'all, I spent $27.30. But y'all, I saved $18.63. Y'all, I'm just touching myself inappropriate. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Y'all, speaking of vulgar, y'all, several people, the latest being Dr. E. Pluribus Stone out there in the San Diego. So nice to name you twice, y'all. Y'all, several people have sent me this article that I need to read to you. And y'all, it is about that Al Roker. You know that Al Roker? And now, Roker is not a blue cheese, okay? But anyway, that Al Roker, and y'all, the title of it is I Poop My Pants at the White House. And y'all, there's old Al Roker. And that is not that's not to be confused with the former vice president, that Al Grover. But y'all, it says, you think you've had an embarrassing moment? Well, we're pretty sure today's Al Roker can top it. Y'all, I don't think that's true, because clearly we've got some census forms that can top this. But y'all, it says, on this past Sunday's episode of the Dateline, y'all, you can probably see this on the TV machine or on the computer, on the WWW. It says, Roker admitted to accidentally pooping his pants while covering an event at the White House a month after he underwent gastric bypass surgery in March of 2002. Y'all, this is not breaking news by any means. Big Fatty is, it's colonic discharge news. But it says, a quote, I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to, and as I'm walking to the press room, I'm thinking, well, I gotta pass a little gas here, and I'm walking by myself, so who's gonna know? Only a little something extra came out, end quote, Roker said, according to TMZ, which obtained the video. I pooped my pants, Roker 58. Y'all, almost as as old as the Vons. Yo. He then went to the toilet, where he threw out his underpants and went a commando for the rest of the day. So yeah, that happened. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Y'all, I figured since Al Roker talked about pooping his pants, y'all, I'd finish off Brian in Denver, because y'all, he just wrote so much. He says, are you sure you want to know this? Pause. It was on a trip to Mexico. Was walking around Puerto Vallarta. My friend needed the Mexican Viagra, who knows why, and my butthole started to knock me. I was approaching the crowning stage. Well, Mexico is not known for the public toilets, and I really needed to go. Our hotel was about a mile away up this fucking huge hill. Needless to say, I needed to evacuate. Panic set in, and I went up the stairs of the drugstore, and lo and behold, I found a planter. Well, the poor plant, I laid an enormous bag of poop. No, excuse me, log of poop. Not sure what to do next. I finished the deed, ditched the underwear, my signature move, and told my friend we needed to go to the hotel. And he asked why, and I told him, and he busted out laughing. So with my dirty ass, I walked commando the 1 mile up the fucking hill to shower. Well, there you have it. Enjoy. Well, Brian, that is just lovely. You and that Al Grover, you just got something in common. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I got a little story I want to tell you here. With the holidays upon us, I'd like to share a personal experience with my friends about drinking and driving. As you may know, some of us have been known to have brushes with the authorities from time to time on the way. Oh, dear Gussie, on the way home from a social setting out with friends. Well, 2 days ago, I was out for an evening with friends and had several cocktails followed by some rather nice red wine. Feeling jolly, I had the sense to know that I may be slightly over the limit. That's when I did something I'd never done before. I took a cab home. Sure enough, on the way home, there was a police roadblock, but since it was a cab, they waved it past. I arrived home safely without incident. This was a real surprise, as I had never driven a cab before. I don't know where I got it, and now that it's in my garage, I don't know what to do with it. Big Fatty, that sounds like something the Vons might do. Vonsie, is there anything you regret saying on your Monday little show?
Yo, hey. Well,
hi. Hey. See you tomorrow.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.